All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the day, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, getting us through the night. Constantly just getting us through, y'all, with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his only begotten Son died for our sins, his word, just countless of things the Lord has done for us continuously throughout our lifetime. It continues to keep doing because that's just who he is. Amen. May God always stay thankful and grateful. You know, his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promises, y'all. So we got to always stay thankful and always something to know that there's something to thank him for, you know. No matter how crazy a situation may look or how you may be feeling right now, he loves you dearly, you know what I'm saying? And we got to praise more and complain less, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening. Supporting means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always have that unity, that harmony, that peace, that love, that comfort. Let's pray for each other, intercede for each other, support each other, all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Because brothers, sisters of faith all over the world, we are all going through it in different ways, but the Most High is still with us, y'all, through it all. And we got to love each other, trust each other in the process as well. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all of you, all right? Anybody who just became a new convert, anybody who just gave their life to the Messiah, who just got baptized, welcome as well. Love you all. Most definitely, y'all. Stay strong and hang in there, people. Most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all over the world. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's get together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Let us rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Clap your hands. Play an instrument. Always express yourself for the Lord, y'all. Cry out to him. Do what you got to do, all right? The joy of the Lord is your strength, and don't ever lose sight of that, people, okay? Make sure you serve him with gladness and joy, and that you worship in spirit and truth always. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father in the twinkling of an eye. So let us be washed up by the water through the word. Let's stay ready. Let's stay alert, sober, vigilant, strong. Let us keep the commandments. Let us keep the gospel. Keep the faith of Jesus. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep all things together, y'all. Let's keep on the armor of God and just be on point day by day, you know. Let's get through these trials and tribulations, get through these hardships, get through these challenges and obstacles, get through everything that faces us, amen. And we know that we can do all things through Christ, amen. And with God, all things are possible, hallelujah. So y'all stay on point out there, most definitely. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you personally, according to your personal life, your calling, your purpose, your gift, your talents or your future, whatever, handle that, people. Handle your responsibilities. Let's be more accountable. Let's be more disciplined. Let's be more sharp and on point. And let us get together, people, all right? So no excuses, okay? Handle your assignment. Handle your task, people. Amen, all right? So in today's message, what we will do is go through today's Bible reading. We will go through the recommended reading scripture. We will also go through the commentary, okay? And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. We will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So This is the last commentary in the book of Nehemiah, by the way, okay? So Nehemiah is a very great read as well. I love reading the whole scriptures, and Nehemiah is a nice, good book to read, you know? And a lot of lessons out there as well, okay? So we'll go through today's Bible reading, which is the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Nehemiah's final reforms. On that day, the book of Moses was read out loud in the hearing of the people, and there was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be admitted into the assembly of God, because they had not met the Israelites with food and water, but had hired Balaam to call a curse down on them. Our God, however, turned the curse into a blessing. When the people heard this law, they excluded from Israel all who were of foreign descent. Before this, Eliashib, the priest, had been put in charge of the storerooms of the house of our God. He was closely associated with Tobiah, and he had provided him with a large room formerly used to store the grain offerings and incense and temple articles, and also the tithes of grain, new wine, and oil prescribed for the Levites, singers, and gatekeepers, as well as the contributions for the priest. But while all this was going on, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had returned to the king. Sometime later, I asked his permission and came back to Jerusalem. Here, I learned about the evil thing Eliashib had done in providing Tobiah a room in the courts of the house of God. I was greatly displeased and threw all Tobiah's household goods out of the room. I gave orders to purify the rooms, and then I put back into them the equipment of the house of God with the grain offerings and the incense. Amen. All right, so that's a very interesting read from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. I just want to read the rest of chapter 13 in its entirety because I think it's really good to continue on, okay? So we'll continue on to verse 10. I also learned that the portions assigned to the Levites had not been given to them, and that all the Levites and singers responsible for the service had gone back to their own fields. So I rebuked the officials and asked them, "Why is the house of God neglected?" Then I called them together and stationed them at their post. All Judah brought the tithes of grain, new wine, and oil into the storerooms. I put Shelemiah, the priest, Zadok, the scribe, and a Levite named Pediah, in charge of the storerooms, and made Hanan, son of Zakir, the son of Mattaniah, their assistant, because these men were considered trustworthy. They were made responsible for distributing the supplies to their brothers. Remember me for this, O my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and its services. In those days, I saw men in Judah treading winepress on the Sabbath and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of loaves. And they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the Sabbath. Therefore, I warned them against selling food on that day. Men from Tyre, who lived in Jerusalem, were bringing in fish and all kinds of merchandise and selling them in Jerusalem on the Sabbath to the people of Judah. I rebuked the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this wicked thing you are doing, desecrating the Sabbath day? Didn't your forefathers do the same thing so that our God brought all this calamity upon us and upon this city? Now you are stirring up more wrath against Israel by desecrating the Sabbath." When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not open until the Sabbath was over. I stationed some of my own men at the gate so that no load could be brought in on the Sabbath day. Once or twice, the merchants and sellers of all kinds of goods spent the night outside Jerusalem. But I warned them and said, "Why do you spend the night by the wall? If you do this again, I will lay hands on you." From that time on, they no longer came on the Sabbath. Then I commanded the Levites to purify themselves and go and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember me for this also, O my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love. Moreover, in those days, I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod or the language of one of the other peoples, and did not know how to speak the language of Judah. I rebuked them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and pulled out their hair. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, "You are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves. What is it? Was it not that because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. But even he was led into sin by foreign women. Must we hear now that you are too big? You too are doing all this terrible wickedness and are being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women." One of the sons of Joadiah, son of Eliashib, this high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite, the Horonite, and I drove him away from me. Remember them, O my God, because they defiled the priestly office and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. So I purified the priests and the Levites of everything foreign and assigned them duties, each to his own task. I also made provision for contributions of wood at designated times and for the first fruits. Remember me with favor, O my God. All right, that's the book of Nehemiah chapter 13, this whole entirety. That chapter was just too good to not just read the whole thing over. Nehemiah did not play, man. That man was really about it for the Lord. He'll put hands on you for keeping the Torah, man, keeping the law. That's what you got to do, man. You got to straighten people out. Iron sharpens iron, tough love, correction. I mean, hey, man, you know, this is an older time period. So, you know, you put hands on somebody, straighten them out. You know, you couldn't just sit down and talk with them. You had to really rebuke them, get in their face about it, really confront them. You know, that's old school tough love, but righteousness was important. You know, like holiness, righteousness, obedience was a thing to really live by, man. And when you see people not living holy or obedient or righteous, you know, that make you feel some type of way. So Nehemiah, he was a man really working hard for the Most High at a troubling time. And this is a very traumatic, crazy time for Israel with all the captivity and exile and all those different things. And then Nehemiah seeing them going back to their old ways got him angry, you know, and Nehemiah hated backsliders. He hated that. So he would put hands on you, straighten you out on that narrow path. to get you right back in alliance, back in alignment with God's word and the Torah and the righteousness, the right way to live. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, Nehemiah, this is a very good read, man. It's chapter 13. Very great read, man. So that just showed how much Nehemiah cared for God, how much he cared for God's word, how he cared for how all of us were living for God. You know, Nehemiah held everybody accountable. You saw Nehemiah was running things and establishing things, you know, so, you know, showing us how to be an administrator, how to appoint things, how to handle our situations through godly training, you know what I'm saying, through God's word. You know, you're not doing it out of narcissism or arrogance. You're doing it out of the Torah. You're doing it out of what God stands for, amen. So, very excellent read today's Bible reading, okay? Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures attached to this reading, all right? Attached to this reading, okay? So the first recommended reading scripture is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. The one place of worship. These are the decrees and laws you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord your God of your fathers has given to you to possess. As long as you live in the land, destroy completely all the places on the high mountains and on the hills and under every spreading tree where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods and wipe out their names from those places. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way. Amen. All right. We worship in spirit and truth. Amen. No pagan stuff, no graven images, none of that stuff. All right. So that's the first recommended reading scripture. Okay. Now we will get to the second recommended reading scripture, the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 19 through 21. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Amen. The book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 19 through 21. Now, the third recommended reading scripture is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 9 through 13. All right. I have written you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. With these types of people, don't even eat with them. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked man from among you. Amen. Paul was saying something, you know, accountability, environment, associations with people, man. Got to be a lot more aware and alert with those things, all right? So those are the recommended reading scriptures, okay? Now we will get to the actual commentary itself, all right? The title of this commentary is The Wrong Crowd. Remember when you were a child and your parents warned you about the dangers of hanging out with the wrong crowd at school? With their years of wisdom, your parents knew that you are who your friends are. And if you're now the parent saying the same thing to your child or your children, you know from experience the reality of this moment. Several times in the Old Testament, God specifically warned the Israelites not to associate too closely with foreigners. Yet elsewhere in Scripture, God encourages us to love everyone, other believers as well, difficult neighbors, even our enemies. So how do these two commandments fit together? Go back to a parent's perspective. God didn't want his people forming alliances with people who held value systems that were the complete opposite of his character. The foreign nations surrounding Israel worshiped many gods, and their religious ceremonies included immoral rituals. God knew how easily influenced humans are, and he clearly didn't want his people involved in these practices. Just as a parent guides an adolescent through the stormy waters of peer relationships, God reminded Israel to stay focused on him. The same holds true for us. God wants us to love everyone around us, but he wants us to form our close friendships with people who hold values that are in line with God's character. People who are headed in the same direction in life on this narrow path. People who love God and who help us love him better. If the phrase, "you are who your friends are," reflects the truth, what do your friends say about who you are? If you hanged on to a friend who drags you down spiritually, or one who leads you to act or think in ways that aren't healthy, maybe you need to set some new boundaries. Make it your goal to change that relationship, either by making a new effort to influence this friend for Christ, or by cutting down on your association with the person. Perhaps you simply need to invest in new friends who share your core beliefs. Initiating deeper friendships with other people who love Christ is never easy. We know we're humans after all, but if you're persistent, your efforts will pay rich dividends. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you have friends who pull you down spiritually? How can you limit or reshape these friendships to change how they affect you? How would you respond to someone who claimed, "I don't need believer friends, I just need God"? What steps can you take to build a closer and stronger friendships with people who encourage you and support you spiritually? Amen. Things to, you know, reflect on, man. You know, who we associate with, our friends, you know, the people we deal with. This is like a everyday battle for many people, because a lot of times we're in these environments, we're in these cities, these states, these countries, or work environments or what have you, and we deal with people by default, whether at work or school, or just around the way. And, you know, sometimes, a lot of times you unequally yoke with them, you know what I mean? And we got to really be on the same accord, be on the same page in these last days that we're in. This is not the time to hang around with loose ends or liabilities or what have you. We got to be more firm in our friendships and making sure we're around other brothers and sisters of the faith who are rock solid, amen? So that way, iron sharp as iron, and we could better each other on this narrow path, all right? A lot of times we'd be hanging out with too much of the wrong people, and it kind of hurts us in various ways, okay? So let's pray for better friendships, better people to deal with along this journey, and pray that we could be a better person, be a better friend, and be a better influence as well, amen? So let's be better all around and want better for ourselves and, you know, obtain things more that get us closer to the Most High and help others in the situation as well. Amen. All right, y'all. So that is the commentary. All right. Let's have better friends and better associates from here on out. Well, all I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the God of heaven and earth. Most definitely, y'all. He is the true creator. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Israel. Praise the Most High forevermore. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later. Praise the Messiah, y'all. Much love to him as well. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, the Advocate, the Almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am, that I Am, the I Am, who I Am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, Son of David, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone. The Lord is righteousness. The Lord is holiness. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my Redeemer, my Deliverer, my Healer, my everything, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. He is our Sustainer, Sufficient One, our Provider. He is our good fortress, our high tower, our refuge, our shield, our buckler, all of that. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, 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 Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai. Most definitely, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now. Images, we touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all of your heart, and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Got to believe in him. Got to trust in him. Got to have faith in him. Got to know that he exists, y'all. Got to have that must-see faith, people. The faith without works is dead. It's impossible. Please, God, without that faith, y'all. That faith got to be there, y'all. Faith, faith, faith. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know for sure that the Most High will keep looking out for us through every obstacle, every way, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. We know that the outstretched arm of God is on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God is on our lives forever. The finger of God is on our lives forevermore. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, obedience, faith, righteousness, all those good things, y'all. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. He is with us. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Most definitely, he got us, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, the Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Most definitely, y'all. We know that his word is purifying silver, just David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure, flawless, and true, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So praise the Most High forevermore. He given us another day, man. So always take it one day at a time, people. In every situation you're going through, everything you're facing, God, always remind yourself how excellent the Messiah is and what he endured for us in the first place, what he did for the whole world, how his blood was shed for all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, all of that, how he rose up 3 days later. He is risen, people. He is interceding for us right now as we speak. He is at the right hand of Father right now. Hallelujah. And you just got to remember that he is the name above all names. All authority from heaven to earth has been given to him. And that every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow down to his. Amen. And we just know that he is all that. He is amazing, y'all. And he told us to cheer up because he overcame the world. Amen. So we just got to understand that he is definitely the Lord of all. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. the name above all names, y'all. He is the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely, amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, availing shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch of righteousness, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the corn, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the most high, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, day's man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed thorn, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, excellency of God, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, firstfruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, Glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God is with us, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great priest, great peace, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of thy security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hang the Redeemer, hanged Redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Jacob, Holy One of Mount Paran, Holy Thing, Honorable Lamb of Glory, Honored Son, Hope in the Day of Evil, Hope of David, Hope of Eternal Life, Hope of Glory, Hope of His People Israel, Hope of Israel, Hope of Righteousness, Hope of the Promise, Hope and Joy of Abraham, Hope and Joy of Simeon, Horn of David, Horn of Salvation, Horn of the House of David, Horn of the House of Israel, Horn of My Salvation, Hosanna of the Highest Praise, Hosanna the Son of David, House of Defense, Humble of the High-Minded, Husband of Israel, Husband of the Bride. I am that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justifier of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, Holy One, Korban sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of the first fruits, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahweh Shai, Ahai Yeshaya, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the Scriptures, Lord of the Second Advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our King, Lord our Lord, Lord our Maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven. Married one, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God. Mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness, God works in mysterious ways, his ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured. One and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, awesome physician, amazing physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earth and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge for the from the storm, refuge in a day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good neighbor, good Samaritan, good helper, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing, new attitude, new outlook, new friends, new people to fellowship with. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High forevermore. New beginnings, new fresh starts, new seasons, new everything in your life. that your past is done, your old ways are done, no more guilt, no more guilty conscience, no more regret, no more remorse. Praise the Lord forevermore. Become a new creature of Christ, y'all. Behold, the Lord's doing a new thing. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Touch your life for the Most High. Get on a narrow path and stay on that narrow path. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. Praise that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Praise that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Praise that you have the tree of life forever. Praise that you're in paradise with God forever. Praise that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Praise that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, all the crowns, the heavenly crowns. Praise that you have the white robes that you're singing with the palm branches, glorified with the Messiah. Praise that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. When he was hungry, you gave something to eat. When he was thirsty, you gave something to drink. When he was sick in the prison, you checked in on him, you helped him. Praise that you embraced the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. Praise that the many mansions the Messiah and the Father promises, you get plenty of that and much more. Hallelujah, most definitely, people. Stay strong, hang in there. We have to go through so much things prior to that, amen. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. The Lord has many excellent, amazing things in store for you. We have to work really, really hard and go through a lot for that. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. And people, stay strong, okay? Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship the image of the beast. Do not renounce your faith. Do not denounce the faith, people. Don't let nobody take your crown. Amen. Stay on this narrow path. Keep the commandments. Keep the testimony of Jesus. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the word of God, people. Stay strong in these times that are forevermore. Amen. Just prayers up for everybody out there all over the world. Love you all dearly, man. Just prayers up for all the brothers and sisters out there, man. A lot going on. Amen. So stay strong out there. All right, people. He is very excellent. Always give him all the praise, honor, and glory every day, y'all. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord. Shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah glory, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, Sir, slayer of the enemy, smitten of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual walk, spoiler of the principality, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, this day, distiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, ttabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trample of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to a new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, amen. Praise the Most High God forevermore. He is excellent, worthy, all that people praise him. So there you have it, all right? What I love to do as I close out is give you all the priestly blessing on the way out. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. B'salah. Barakathah. Shalom. Selah. Peace. There you have it, all right? I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.